Social networking sites are pretty popular in South Korea. Actually, a lot of online activities are popular in South Korea. That's because the country boasts some of the world's fastest internet connections. That's perfect for playing online games, which a lot of South Korean kids do. There's a growing fear, in fact, that South Korean children are becoming addicted to the net. Jason Strother reports from a small town near the capital, Seoul.
The 20 middle school-aged boys banging away on drums don't seem particularly talented, but this jam session is supposed to help them break a bad habit.
My name is Oh Tae-jun. I came to the internet rescue camp to break my addiction to the internet. I used to play games. Sometimes I would spend 16 hours a day playing it.
Playing percussive instruments is not the only distraction. During the 12-day program, the boys also learn to camp outdoors, ride horses, and make pottery. They are also banned from using computers and get only 30 minutes a day to make phone calls. This, plus multiple sessions of anger management and one-on-one counseling, has reduced the amount of time participants spend in front of computers once they go back home. That's the claim of the Korea Youth Counseling Institute, the organization that runs the Internet Rescue Camp. Counselor Jung Hae-ha says that since the program began last year, they've graduated 74 students, and most parents say the camp changed their child for the better. We've compared survey results from before and after the camp, she says. Two-thirds of the parents of these children are satisfied with our program. Their children started reading more books and spent less time online. Jung says 14.4% of South Korea's 9 million schoolchildren show signs of internet addiction. She defines this compulsion as spending 4 hours or more online each day. Symptoms include developing stiff wrists and hearing sounds from online games, even when offline. Jung believes that Korea's emphasis on being a world leader in high-tech industries, coupled with changes to the traditional family structure, makes this condition so pervasive. Jung says Korean governments pushed people to embrace the IT industry, and that's caused negative side effects like online addiction. Other factors were more nuclear families and leaving children alone and unsupervised because both parents were out working. South Korea may also be positioning itself to be at the forefront in treating online addiction. Seoul has opened hundreds of internet counseling centers nationwide and supports treatment programs at dozens of hospitals. The rescue camp receives 100% funding from the government. But some critics say this is a waste of taxpayers' money. Wang Song-min is a psychology professor at Yonsei University and has written several books about Korean online culture. He says just because someone spends an excessive amount of time online does not mean they are actually addicted.
I interviewed lots of online gamers who look like really addicted kids. They spend 5-7 hours per day on playing games. But one day, I don't like this game anymore. I want to change it. Next day, they get rid of all their account and the items, and they change it, and they don't play it anymore. So it's not addictive behaviors.
Wang says programs like the Internet Rescue Camp that use methods for treating drug or alcohol abuse cannot adequately resolve the problems that might cause a person to go online compulsively. Camper Oh Tae-jun says now he doesn't really miss playing online games at all. He's sure that he won't go back to his old ways once he returns home.
I can do the same things that I did here. Maybe I'll play some sports, like soccer, baseball, or basketball instead.
And make his parents happy. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Cheonan, South Korea.